Just want to make a little observation about Proverbs 8:13. Solomon says, "The fear of Yahweh is to hate evil." Well, the more I read Proverbs, the more I see that although this was inspired and it's a divine revelation to Solomon, he is repeating a lot of what David has said, his father, in the Psalms. And Solomon was really quite obsessed with my father David, David my father, I am the son of David, etc. So that is not surprising. But in this case, Proverbs 8:13, the fear of Yahweh is to hate evil. What did David say? Psalm 97:10, you that love Yahweh, hate evil. So David talks about if you love God, you'll hate evil. Whereas Solomon says, if you fear God, you'll hate evil. So I think that Solomon simply didn't have David's maturity spiritually. He wouldn't face up to any personal sinfulness. He had no experience of grace. He wasn't looking ahead to the Lord Jesus. He thought that he was effectively the messianic figure. He wasn't looking ahead to the kingdom of God coming on earth. He thought that his kingdom was the kingdom of God. And so in connection with that, and appropriate to that, he talks about fearing God, whereas David says, love God. So you see that same difference, I think, in Moses. When you come to Deuteronomy, this is literally Deuteronomus, the second law. That book is really a transcript of the law that Moses gave, either on the last day of his life or certainly within the last month of his life. And there is a difference, a number of differences, between that law and the law that he gave 38 years before at Sinai. One of the differences is that in the first law, he talks a lot about fearing God, fear God. And yet in Deuteronomy, he replaces fearing God, when he repeats the laws, with love God. It's not fear Yahweh your God, as he had said earlier, it's love Yahweh your God. So I think in that you see also his personal development from the fear of God to the love of God. What I'm saying here in Proverbs is that David had made that transition. He talked about loving God, whereas Solomon, who in my opinion was far spiritually more immature than David, talks about fearing God. And that same progression you see in Timothy, because he feared. He was fearful, and 2 Timothy 1:7, Paul encourages him. He says to Timothy, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a disciplined mind. So he's also encouraging Timothy to move on from fear to love. 1 John 4:18 is, I suppose, the clearest statement. There is no fear in love, but the AV says perfect love. The idea is mature love, the love that is matured to, but mature love, as I would put it, casts out fear, because fear is connected with torment, with condemnation. He that fears has not been made perfect or has not matured in love. So the path of maturity spiritually is to move from fear of condemnation to the confidence that comes from loving God and knowing, of course, that he loves you. So perhaps when people start out in their spiritual lives, there is a fear of getting things wrong, a fear of being condemned, a fear of God. A desire to love God, sure, but also a fear. People come to me and ask me questions. Is it a sin to do this? Would I be condemned if I, you know, divorced and remarried? Will I be condemned if this happened? Is this a sin? But I think as you mature, those questions figure less, because you come to realize that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but as Paul says to Timothy, but of love. You see that path in Moses, talking in the first law that he gave about fearing God, telling Israel, fear Yahweh your God. But But in the second law, at the end of the wilderness wanderings, when he's at his final personal maturity, on the last day, or certainly the last month of his life, he replaces that when he repeats what he said, but he makes that subtle change from fear Yahweh to love Yahweh. And as I say, I think that that is overall the path of maturity, but it's a path which I don't think Solomon reached, because he's still on about he who fears Yahweh will hate evil, whereas David says, if you love Yahweh, you'll hate evil. So what does this mean in our personal lives? Well, I think, as I say, that you become more secure in your relationship with God as you progress. And the sign of maturity, I think, is that you're not endlessly fearing the possible idea of condemnation. As you know, 1 John 4:18 says it all. Fear is connected with torment, with condemnation. But there is no fear in love. Perfect or mature love casts out that fear. If you still fear, you haven't got the completion, the maturity of love. And I suppose it's like that in any relationship, the fear of losing the other, the fear of losing the beloved, it sort of dissipates because you become confident in their love and in your love for them. The fear of possible consequence if you do something wrong, as we all do in say, married life, in any relationship, none of us are perfect, we all slip at this point or that point, but there is no fear that the relationship, therefore, is over and done, if you are in love. And more so is this with God, that he's not leaving us with the Bible as a riddle to be solved, and saying that, well, look, I'll have a look at you at the Day of Judgment, see how you get on, and I'll give you eternal life if you tick enough boxes. This is absolutely not the case, because quite simply, God loves us. He has, as it were, reached across the table. He has taken the initiative in calling us, in guiding us. He took the initiative in giving his Son. As Paul says in tremendous words, really, God commends his love to us, that whilst we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. And so be comforted in his love and allow the process to work. And remember that it is God who will give you, Paul says, the spirit of love. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love. And that is part of the gift of the Holy Spirit, not miracles and pulling rabbits out of hats and raising the dead and all this stuff. I don't think that goes on today. But the gift of the Spirit, in the sense of the gift of the spiritual mind, the gift of a new heart, a new psychology, a new pair of eyes, that is absolutely real and vitally important. And we are not given a spirit of fear. We are matured into the spirit of love.